101.7 FM Cool Kids in a Radio Show. Sit back and relax as you jam with the best in RBES.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was.
Music Memories Moments. Hi, I'm Victoria. My brother Wyndham got a media pass this year for our favorite music festival, Merlefest. He was able to interview many entertainers like Scythian, Jeff the Clown, Window World the sponsor, and many more. Keep listening to Cool Kids in a Radio Show to hear all about it.
Didn't know.
I now know what my brother's favorite band thinks. So let's go to my favorite part about Merlefest, Jeff the Clown.
Have you ever seen a clown at a music festival? Well, I have, and his name is Jeff, and my name is Wyndham. Jeff, when did you start coming to Merlefest?
My first shows here were in 2006, so this is my 11th year here. When did you start coming?
I started coming when I was 3, so this is my 8th year at Merlefest.
So you're doing pretty good, too. Yeah, I recognized your face in the audience, having seen it before. That's great.
Who told you about Merlefest, and how did you find out about it?
Okay, everybody knows about Merlefest, but you don't get to apply. You can't send them material at all, and they called me. I think Nancy Watson saw me perform and thought I might work real well here, and so she invited me, and I worked in the children's area, and I work in the children's area, and then I rove the festival site. So sometimes I go out and I perform and in the street, like when all the young people from the schools came in this morning, I was out there for 2 hours just doing things out there, keeping them busy too. So it's worked out real well, so I didn't hear about them. They invited me.
Yeah, that's cool. What is some of your favorite memories about Merlefest?
All of the kids. I mean, as you saw today, I sometimes lose control of my show to the audience. Sometimes they start taking it over like they did today, and that's always amazing to me. And because here at Merlefest I perform in front of the stage, the audience is right with me. I mean, quite literally. And so they especially the younger people, as you saw, they start taking ownership and they take over the show.
Why is the younger, like, kids taking over your show your favorite part?
It's my favorite part because it means they're involved. And my show is about involving the audience in what I do on many different levels. And to get the audience to understand that they are part of the show and that we're all in it together, then that's beautiful for me. That's what I'm trying to do.
When and why did you become a clown?
I actually came to clowning from mime. I was in college and I saw a mime show and I really liked it. So I started taking classes and I decided I really wanted to find out more. So I formally studied mime for many years, was part of a mime troupe for 17 years. And then when we closed down the mime troupe, I was trying to figure out, well, what did I want to do? And I knew I wanted to work for young people because I've always enjoyed that. And so the more I started developing material, the more it was in the world of clown. And so part of my training was in clowning and juggling and things, so I built up those skills to fit this show.
How much did you have to practice and what classes did you have to take to become a clown?
Okay, I practice a lot. I still practice every day, a couple of hours, because it's like playing the piano. If you stop practicing, you stop improving. When I was first studying mime, I did mime in school about 8 hours a day, different classes, and then I would go home and we'd have homework. So I'd work 10 or 12 hours on mime, juggling, period dance. We learned some martial arts, Tai Chi, things that would help us, acrobatics. And then the circus skills, the other circus skills that I work on as well as the juggling, I had to learn those too from different people.
And how hard was it to, like, get those classes? How hard was it, like, to, like, how hard and intense was your practice?
Very. It was 24/7, but it was what I wanted to do. So, as you know, when you want to do something, you spend all day at it anyway. So that's what I did. I just worked. I liked it.
If you could go back in time and give advice to a younger you, what would you do or say?
What would I do or say to a younger me? Don't be so hasty. Because I wanted to be able to do it all after a year. And I was chomping at the bit. I just wanted to do it. So don't be hasty. Yeah.
Thanks for being on the show. Is there anything else you would like to tell our listeners?
Well, I hope you guys have a great day. Thanks for talking to me. I'll see you later.
Thank you for talking with me and taking out time of your schedule. I hope you learned a lot about my favorite clown, Jeff. Until next time, it's Wyndham signing off.
For lunch,
beef and cheese.
Yeah, with bacon, portobello mushrooms, all hot and melty. So Wendy's,
definitely. Well, let's go.
What's that behind your back?
Leave ordinary behind with Wendy's portobello melt, apple with smoked bacon, rich portobellos, and melty cheddar sauce. Unleash the power of the belt. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
Here we go! Ras, ra, ras, ra, ra.
Once upon a time, there was a tavern.
That's you guys, Brofest!
Where you still graze a glass or two. Raise your glasses! Remember how we'd while away the hour. And think of all the great things we would do.
Thinks about Merlefest. But now let's see what bands think about Merlefest and a little bit of their bio. Keep listening to Cool Kids in a Radio Show to hear about Scythian.
Have you gone to a music festival and your favorite band has a show just for kids and another one for adults? Well, my favorite band does. That's Scythian. And I had the opportunity to get an interview with one of them, Mr. Dan. And I'm Wyndham. Dan, your brother started playing his fiddle at age 3. What did it feel like to have an older sibling to look up to?
It was pretty awesome to have especially my big brother was a good big brother. We were roommates. He would, like, hold me down on the ground and beat me up and lock me in closets and stuff like that. But when he wasn't doing that, he was really taking me out playing and then basically showing me how to work hard on my instrument. And so when he was 3, by the time I was born, he was pretty good. So I looked at him and I was like, you know what? I'm going to be just like him one day.
Dan, what did it feel like to play? What did it feel like to switch from a classical piano to a rhythm guitar so you could play in your brother's band?
Well, that was really fun because I had just learned guitar on my own because I just wanted to learn guitar. I didn't know I was going to be in a band, especially I didn't think I was playing guitar in a band. But because I'd done all the work by myself, I spent hours and hours for months and months. My brother turned to me and said, "Hey, do you want to play guitar with me?" And I was good enough to do it, and that's when it started. So because I did all the work on the front end, I was able to be in a band now.
I saw on your webpage that you went to the White House to play for the president on St. Patrick's Day. What did it feel like to be inside the White House playing for the president?
I was like, I hope they don't arrest me. No, it was amazing. That was probably the most nervous I've been in years. But the president was really nice. He smiled at us. He tried to make us laugh because he saw that we were a little bit nervous. And we played our show, and afterwards he came and shook me, gave me a hug, and we got to speak with him for 5 minutes. I gotta say, that was probably my proudest day.
I also saw on your website that you guys went to Ireland on your world tour. Like, what did it feel like to see your fans not only in America, but in a different country?
Well, I was also, sometimes you wonder, like, I wonder how they're gonna like our music in a different country. Like, we play Irish music, but in Ireland, not that many people like Irish music. They like American music. So we're kind of wondering if they would like it, and it was such a fun thing to look and see they're dancing the same way that they do here in the States, and that to us was like a really proud moment because, hey, they like us.
Thanks for being on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
Yeah. Listen to Wyndham. He knows what he's doing, all right? And hopefully you can come and catch a Scythian show sometime soon. We're going to be in North Carolina, all age shows, in May 12th, 13th, and 14th, I believe. And check it out. It's at scythianmusic.com.
Thanks for talking with me and taking time out of your schedule. I hope you learned a lot about my favorite band, Scythian. And I hope you liked the interview. Until next time, it's Wyndham signing off.
I like making art because it helps me play basketball and let me do community service.
I like Make Your Mark because it helps me with my homework and helps me do better in class.
Guess what else I like about Make Your Mark? It provides college scholarships to high school students at Whitehall.
Make Your Mark, developing global citizens through leadership, academics, and athletics. Visit us at www.makeyourmarkfound.org.
I heard a song about a rambling man. Guitar and I started a band. I got a gig at the local land, but I was gone and I ain't back yet. Yeah.
Wyndham caught up with some of the crowd to see their favorite parts about Merlefest. Keep listening to Cool Kids in a Radio Show to hear more.
Have you ever wondered what a crowd thinks about a music festival? Well, Victoria and I catch up with some people, and we talk about Merlefest. Mr. Luke, who do you take to Merlefest with you?
I take my family, my wife and kids. All the kids are growing up, so some of them drive here and meet me.
Mr. Luke, what is your favorite part of Merlefest?
Being with all of you and all my friends, there are people here that I only see once a year, and it's just an event I look forward to every year. I also enjoy sleeping in the camper van and seeing all the amazing artists that I've known for years and discovering all the new artists.
Mr. Lou, who is your favorite band?
That's hard to say. My favorite band probably changes a lot. This time, though, I was really happy to see John Prine. I think he's an amazing songwriter.
Okay, is there anything else you would like to tell our listeners?
That to come to Merlefest, enjoy the music, sleep in a tent, sleep in your car, sleep in the van, hang out with your friends, build a fire. It's really fun.
Thank you. Miss Erin, who do you bring to Merlefest with you?
I always come with my husband and my kids, and then we usually have some friends that come with us. So this year our friends Brandon and Kara are coming with their kids.
Miss Erin, what is your favorite part of Merlefest?
Just being able to listen to all the different music and actually learning new artists that I've never listened to before.
What is your favorite band?
Ooh, my favorite band. That's a tough one. I love Cynthian, and I love Donna the Buffalo. But this year I'm really excited about Old Crow Medicine Show's here, and Brandi Carlile and Jason Isbell. So I'm really excited about them.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
If you haven't been to Merlefest, you need to come on out next year. It's a great time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Darren, who do you take to Merlefest with you?
My family, of course.
Who's in your family?
Oh, my wife, Lynn, Delaney, Lucy, and Harper.
And who is Lucy, Delaney, and Harper?
They're my three children, three delightful daughters.
Okay. Miss Lynn, what is your favorite part about Merlefest?
I love waking up in the morning and having breakfast with everyone camping out.
Harper, what is your favorite band?
Mandolin Orange.
Okay. Mm. Is there anything else you guys would like to tell our listeners?
I love the music at Merlefest.
I think it's a great family event. I love that my kids love to play in the art tents.
Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, now we know what people think about Merlefest. Until next time, it's Wyndham signing off.
Come on, little doggy, sit, sit.
Aw.
Sit, sit.
You train your little doggy?
Yeah, shake.
Aw, maybe it's grumpy. You know, maybe it's lunchtime.
Oh, right, it is lunchtime. Chomp. Little doggy.
It's okay. But does it taste good?
Mm-hmm.
A little doggy, a big bite. Little Doggy, starting at $1.29. And don't forget, half-price slushies every day at happy hour. This is how you Sonic.
This is Dabo Sweeney, coach of your Clemson Tigers, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, Cool Kids, and a radio show. Go Tigers!
My brother was asked by Miss Amber to do an interview with Merlefest's leading sponsor, Window World. Keep listening to hear more.
Window World is the leading sponsor and supporter of Merlefest. I got asked by the media master, Miss Amber, to do this interview. Miss Molly, can you explain what Window World is and what it means to you?
Window World is America's largest exterior remodeler, and I am a corporate employee here. I'm the director of communications, and it is probably one of the best companies you will ever know, and it is filled with really good people.
What type of windows do you guys install and create? And
oh, you already answered that question.
What windows do you guys make at Merlefest, and what type of windows do you guys install?
We make residential replacement windows. So when people's windows in their house maybe are painted shut or they're not performing really well, we'll go in and replace them so that their houses will be more energy efficient.
Well, Window World sounds really cool. Can you tell me some of the history about Window World?
Sure. We were started in 1995 in Wilmington, North Carolina by Leon Whitworth, who was a Wilkes County native. So we moved back here, and this is where we're headquartered. And so we are the presenting sponsor of Merlefest because we love to be involved in the local community.
How long has Window World been sponsoring Merlefest for?
We've been involved with Merlefest for a few years. We started as presenting sponsor, which is the highest level sponsor, last year, and we've signed on through 2020.
Can you tell me what the car means that is parked out here?
Sure. The car, well, it's a motorcycle, and it was built by Orange County Choppers, so we had an episode on the Discovery Channel, and we built it to honor veterans. We're involved with an organization called the Veterans Airlift Command, which is an organization that facilitates free private air transportation to wounded veterans, and we built the bike to build awareness for that organization.
How does this sponsorship affect your company?
I think more than anything, It helps us to build ties with the local community. We're really proud to be a Wilkes County company. And so being involved with a philanthropic organization like Wilkes Community College Endowment helps us to provide great opportunities for people in the area.
Well, that's what we know about the one and only Window Worlds. So I guess until next time, it's Wyndham signing off.
Color me gone, I'm heading to the Waffle House, who are proud supporters of RBE. Waffle House is yum, yum, good.
I hope you guys liked the show. And for the last time, it's
Victoria
and Wyndham
signing off.